All right. What are some streams around here? Do you know any?
Where are they?
And what are they?
My brother has a stream running through his pasture, and they dredged it out about 3 or 4 years ago. The Soil Conservation helped him,
mm-hmm.
you know, department. And they use it now for creek, you know, to water the cattle.
Oh, do they?
It comes from a spring up in the woods.
And he has a trench down to his property?
They dug it out, about 6 by 3 feet.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That was nice, wasn't it?
And it was all marshland like you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Okay, any other streams around here? Any rivers?
Well, Flint River, you know, Griffin gets the water out of Flint River.
Flint River, uh-huh.
It starts up under the Kimball House in Atlanta.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where it begins?
It's right there.
Uh-huh. Any other streams?
Well, there's a lot of, there's 2 or 3 between the highway and my house over here.
They have any names, or just little tiny branches?
No, they don't name creeks downhill like they do in South Carolina. Every bridge you cross up there, they've got a name on the bridge, naming the creeks. But we don't name the creeks down here.
I think you should start. I think it's nice
to
get their names. All right, what do you call a very small rise in land?
A hill.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Anything smaller than a hill?
Terrace.
Anything bigger?
Mountain.
What do you call something that you open a door with?
A doorknob.
Is there any kind of land that's called a
knob?
A knob or a knoll?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say it was? What do you mean by that term?
I don't know. Just a little... you're going to plant corn on that little knob over there next year.
It means just a small part
mm-hmm.
of...
Mm-hmm. Just a small plot of land.
Okay. What do you call it if it's very large and much higher than a hill?
Mountain.
What do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp?
Cliff.
Anything else?
Mountainside.
Okay. What do you
call... Side of the mountain.
Side of the mountain. All right. What do you call up in the mountains where the road goes across a low place?
A ridge.
A ridge. All right. If you want to go through it and it's been made so you can
a
go...
A gorge.
A gorge. A
valley.
Or a valley. All right. We call it a pass.
Yeah, I guess you would.
Okay.
Call it a pass.
What do you call where a boat stop and freight is unloaded?
A dock.
All right. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Ever a pier?
Oh, yeah, pier.
Or a wharf?
I've heard those names.
All right. What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
A waterfall.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Just waterfalls. What do you call a kind of white, hard paved road like city sidewalks?
Pavement.
What else? What kind of a road would that be if it's hard?
Be a highway.
All right. What would you call a material that is on the highway?
Concrete, I guess.
Or what else?
Anything Asphalt.
Else? Asphalt. Or what's like concrete? But
cement.
All right. What do you call most of the important roads around here?
Highways.
What are they made out of?
They're usually made out of concrete,
okay.
Asphalt.
All right. What are the poorer types of roads made out of?
Gravel and tar.
All right. What do you call a sort of a neighborhood road or a back road?
Country road, dirt road.
All right.
We live on one.
Any little road that goes off the main road. You have one, do you?
Mm-hmm.
To your
we
house?
Live on a dirt road.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
How far is it from the main road?
Well, it's 2.5 miles from this highway
is
here.
Is that far?
And then we live about a block off of the, on the dirt road. And then we live another block off that dirt road.
Now, wait a minute. You said it's 2 miles from the highway?
But it's just not far from right over there.
Well, is it, do you have to drive 2 miles on a dirt road?
No, we can go through the other way.
But you have a highway that you can get to in case you don't want to
mm-hmm.
travel that
it's
far.
It's just a block to the paved road.
It wouldn't be
road.
Too many times that would cause you any trouble, would it, around here, unless it was too wet or something.